This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. President Trump tweeted last night that because Governor Roy Cooper is still in what he called a shelter-in-place mode and won't allow the Spectrum Center to be fully occupied, the GOP is looking for another home of the 2020 Republican National Convention. Joining me to talk about this is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
So, Steve, so much has changed in the last 24 hours with this story. Tell me, what is the latest?
Yeah, so like you said, President Trump tweeted that because Cooper is still in shelter-in-place mode, as he calls it, he won't allow the GOP to fully occupy the arena as originally planned. And that tweet came hours after Cooper spoke at a news conference and was asked about the RNC.
So we cannot guarantee them that in August they can have a full arena, but we want to continue discussions about a scaled-down convention.
And Trump wants to have a normal convention inside the arena with 19,000 people, no social distancing, no masks, and the state is just not going to give him that. So the president tweeted that he's forced to seek another state to host him.
But it doesn't end there, does it? It turns out there's still a chance Charlotte has part of the RNC. Is that right?
Yeah, I spoke to an RNC official last night who said that the current plan is to have the business side of the convention stay in Charlotte if they can. And what I mean by business side is having the delegates come to nominate him, work on the party platform, etc. Pretty much all the stuff that doesn't make for good TV. So if the state relaxes the current 10-person limit on indoor gatherings, then that's a go. But President Trump would never come to Charlotte. The official said he would celebrate his renomination somewhere else. And that could really be anywhere that would allow him to have a large crowd. I mean, Lisa, you and I have talked on our Inside Politics podcast that this has always been a possibility, that he finds indoor or outdoor venues and barnstorms the country during that four-day window that was supposed to be the traditional RNC.
So any idea where the president might go?
Well, Vice President Mike Pence has said Florida, Texas, or Georgia, and the RNC yesterday said it's going to look at take in-person site visits to Nashville and Las Vegas. But if you split the convention, you don't need a big city anymore. And remember, one of the first big MAGA rallies was in 2015 in front of 30,000 people in an outdoor football stadium in Mobile, Alabama.
So we may have a business convention here in Charlotte that makes for boring TV. What's the impact of that?
Well, if you're a hotelier, that would be some good news. You'd fill some rooms with delegates and some media. And the hospitality industry here has been devastated. I talked with the general manager of the DoubleTree Hotel uptown who said his hotel normally makes $800,000 in revenue in April. It went down to $125,000 this year. And there are a lot of other interesting questions about money. Charlotte has already started buying security equipment for the convention. It has a contract to be paid back by the Justice Department, but I don't think it's a stretch to imagine that check taking a while to arrive, assuming the president never comes. There's also the local host committee, which has a goal of raising $70 million. It says it's already collected $50 million. So what happens to that money? Does it just automatically go to the RNC? Because that was going to cover all the costs of renting the Spectrum Center and building the stage, among other things. So if there's no arena event, what happens to that money? And that contract isn't public. So we could still have a convention here, just not what everyone envisioned.
And then there's a group of Republicans that's been organizing a protest convention of sorts. Is that still on?
Apparently so. This is a group of never-Trump Republicans who want to come to Charlotte in some form and have their own shadow convention or protest convention. Kind of locally, it's being led by former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr, along with help from national Republicans. And so they had originally planned to go to Queens University because of the pandemic that's in the up in the air. But they say they are still coming to Charlotte. So I guess we still may have two RNCs. Who knows?
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.